Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Ron, before we get to that Pirates topic, how about Ben? 221st start passes Mike Webster all time on the Steelers' list of games played. That's quite a list to be on top of.
That is an amazing record, and that's such a tribute to him. You know, being able to play all those years, to last all those years, you know, to really until last year avoid significant injury. It's a great record, Joe. Without a doubt, it is an absolute great mark for him, and I'm sure he's very proud of it, and he should be.
What would a third Super Bowl do for Ben's legacy? You have Brady with six, correct? And then you have Bradshaw and Montana with four apiece. So Brady with six, Bradshaw and Montana with four apiece, and then Troy Aikman has three. So Ben would put himself in position where only three quarterbacks in the history of the game would have more Super Bowl rings than him if he got that third one. I think, you know, he's a first ballot Hall of Famer lock, or should be, but a third Super Bowl win catapults him into an even different category, if there can be one, Ron. That's just rarefied air to be up there.
Yeah, I mean, and I know how much it drives him. I remember when he came in, his first press conference, he said, I want to do more than Bradshaw. He said, I want to win at least four, maybe five. And obviously he's come up short on that, but I know how much he wants one more, and I know it drives him. Joe, speaking of winning six Super Bowls, have you seen the picture of Belichick that's all over social media today? Did you see it?
Yes, with the holes in his shirt and the hair all over the place.
He's got, it must have been his press conference this morning. He's got a hoodie on with holes in it. All kind of holes in it, not just like one little hole, all kinds of holes in his hoodie. And I guess people have speculated that he might not have slept since they lost that game the other night. He looks like a bum, doesn't he? I mean, it's unbelievable. I couldn't believe it when I saw it. Here's the head coach of a team. He looks like a bum.
He looks like me on a Sunday morning at Cortland State in 1983, Ron. I love it, actually. I don't care that he has holes in his shirt and his hair is all over the place, and who knows what, he probably hasn't slept since then. I love it.
I'll bet he has not. I think you're absolutely right that he probably hasn't. So it just, you don't usually see a head coach looking like that very often.
No, you don't.
It's just a little disconcerting to see it, I guess, you got to look at it. I can't describe it well enough for people. They got to go check it out and look at it. It's just remarkable.
And I think he went rogue like that with his game day outfits, especially with the cutoff hoodie and stuff like that, because he actually, is this story true? He actually wanted to be old school and wear like a tie, didn't he, for games? And the NFL said no, and he went rogue with that. Is that the right story? Do I have that wrong, Ron?
I never heard that, Joe. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying I never heard it. What do you mean the NFL said no? You're not allowed to wear a coat and tie on the sideline?
Yeah. That's right.
I mean, did they make that rule after Tom Landry or what?
I don't know. Wait, no, Mike Nolan was the last guy to wear a suit, wasn't he? You remember him, Ron, when he coached the Niners?
I do remember him, but I don't remember him having on a suit, no.
Yes, he had a suit on the sidelines.
So then they made it a rule? They made it a rule that you can't do it anymore?
I don't know. I'm trying to look it up right now, Ron. I don't know. The sartorial struggle began in 05 when he was hired as coach of the Niners. His father wore a suit on the sidelines, right? So I don't know if the league came up with a rule then or what, or if they because of their licensing agreements, they wanted, here it is. Here it is, Ron.
That may be, now that you said the magic word, licensing agreement. That makes sense to me now.
To wear Reebok equipment, $250 million licensing deal way back in 2012. So they wanted people to do that. So, yeah, you weren't allowed to have suits. Now, I don't know if Belichick wanted to actually wear one or if he just didn't like the rule. I don't even know the story, Ron. I'm just saying off the top of my head, I thought that's what it was, and I was asking you about it. I honestly don't know.
It's amazing to me that you're not allowed to wear a suit, but you're allowed to wear those hoodies that he wears on the sidelines. I guess I just don't get it.
The sideline suit has never been seen again since Mike Nolan. And as this story says, the coaching attire has gone steadily downhill ever since, and Belichick is the greatest defender whose signature ratty hoodie with the sleeves cut off has been described as the panhandler look or homeless chic. So it was some sort of statement by him at the time. But
this
I honestly
Joe.
Don't know.
Joe thinks he's seen it all.
You like that, Ron?
Yeah. You know what? The picture of him today, though, I laughed out loud when I saw it. You know, I laughed.
Should they
out
be able
loud.
To wear suits? You like coaches in suits, Ron?
You know, not especially, but I don't see why you're not allowed. But again, the licensing thing, I think, you know, makes a whole lot of sense to me. I mean, what's the matter? Don't you think Tom Landry looked great on the sidelines in the day? I thought he did. I thought he looked like a very classy look.
I guess. I think it would look ridiculous if people were wearing suits on the sidelines. If Mike Tomlin were dressed in a blazer and a tie, I mean, it would be ridiculous, Ron. If Belichick came out in a three-piece suit or something, or maybe Landry pulled off the look. I don't know. They're talking about this in the NBA now, where guys normally wear suits, but in the bubble, they're just wearing, like, you know, golf shirts and stuff like that. And I think that's the way it should be. And there's nothing, I'm sorry, there's nothing more ridiculous than baseball managers in full uniform. We should ask Shelty about this today. But then again, it would be even more ridiculous if they came into the dugout in a suit, wouldn't it?
I have always thought that baseball, you know, you have 60-year-old men like Tommy Lasorda, you know, wearing a uniform out on the field, like, and I think yesterday was his 93rd birthday. By the way, that's why I guess I have him on my mind. I always thought that was ridiculous, but I had no problem with Landry doing that. I thought it was kind of a classy touch back in the day.
Do you think it should? Okay, then let's go with this. What should baseball manager's attire be in the dugout?
I don't know. I guess, you know, like a khakis and a golf shirt or something like that. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what the answer to that is. But it just, they do look funny dressed up in their uniforms. To me, they do. It just seems odd to see grown men like that who aren't going to be playing in a baseball uniform. But that's tradition, I guess. So they do it.
Well, I'm trying to think, though. I mean, I agree with you, except I think it would be more ridiculous if they were dressed in virtually anything else, Like, I can't, like, Shelty walks into the dugout in a golf shirt. That would be more ridiculous.
But that's something, Joe, you got to get used to.
Baseball managers in uniform.
You got to get used to it. Like, you know, people now think, how did Tom Landry wear that on the sideline? Well, I thought he always looked great, and it didn't bother me because I was used to it. Now, if you see somebody come out like that, it's jarring, and it takes time to get used to it. I'll bet you'd get used to it eventually, you know, if they wore whatever they wore.
No, I wouldn't, Ron. And I'm looking for a solution from you. And we don't have one. What about NBA coaches? They're known, and college basketball, they're known to dress as formally as any coaches on earth. In fact, they become known for their suits. And now these guys in the NBA have, you know, like I said, golf shirts, just regular shirts on. I actually like that better, you know. I don't like the formal look for coaches. You?
Again, Joe, why is it so wrong to dress classily for work? I mean, I don't care if they do. If they do, fine. If they don't, fine. But I certainly don't have a problem with it. Again, I keep using Tom Landry as an example. I thought he always looked so classy on the sideline. Maybe a lot of people didn't like it. I don't know. I was okay with it. I was okay with it.
Okay. Then you're okay with basketball coaches. You like that aspect of the game because they known for these suits.
I don't mind that they're known for those suits, and I certainly, you know, didn't lose any sleep when you tell me that they didn't, you know, now they're not doing that. They're dressing more casually. That's great. Whatever they want to do. But, you know, I don't mind guys looking nice. I mean, and you're talking to a guy who never looks nice. I mean, I'm like the worst dresser in the history of the world. I just never had a problem with somebody that looks nice. Maybe I'm crazy.
They should dress like us. No, why would you be crazy, Ron? A lot of people like suits. A lot of people like Tom Landry in a suit. I just happen to think it would be ludicrous to look over down at the sidelines and see Mike Tomlin. To me, it's more ludicrous to see a football coach on the sidelines in a suit than it is to see a baseball manager in uniform. And I wouldn't get used to that. I wouldn't get used to it. They should all dress like sports writers.
No, don't say that. They make a lot more money than sports writers do, so they should be able to dress nice. Although I once told somebody, you know, Rick Pitino, you know, is known for his suits. He wears those Armani suits that are like $2,000 a piece. And I once told somebody, my suit, I don't have multiple suits. I just have my suit is more expensive than Rick Pitino's. And people, yeah, right, right. And I go, it is. I paid for mine. He didn't pay for his. So my suit is more expensive. And that's the true story.
Does Dulac put the rest of us to shame in the press box back when there used to be a press box, Ron,
yes,
when he shows
yes,
up
he
in
does.
The suits he does?
Yes, he does. And again, he likes to look nice, and there's nothing wrong with that. But he certainly is out of my league the way he dresses. There's no doubt.
Mine too. I mean, I've been known to put on a sport jacket now and then, but mostly I'm a scraggly. I look more like Belichick than Dulac, really, when I show up for a game.
Me too.
Which is okay. I like to be comfortable.
How about a little bit of professionalism, though? A little bit of professionalism. Does that hurt anything?
When you start, I'll start.
Hey, I don't look like a... Well, I guess I do. I shouldn't say that. I always look like a bum.
All right, Ron. That was a Pirates topic gone completely awry, kind of like their season. Let's talk about the state of the Pirates right now. 412-928-9370. It's Cook and Joe.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.